Joining us now on the ticket hotline is a gentleman who says he is kinfolk, a relative of mine who lives up here in the city that I don't guess we've seen yet, but wants to say hey. So who is this? Who's on the line?
Hey, Junior, remember me? It's your old Oklahoma cousin, Elmer Wayne.
Oh, he's your cousin after all.
I don't really remember you, but hi.
I know you remember me because I was the one who taught you how to hold down a girl while you're doing your necessaries.
Oh, my gosh.
I'm talking about a good old pig, of course.
That's what y'all used to do up here?
I don't remember that at all.
Hey, I heard you in town, old boy. You visiting the old homesteads, huh?
Yeah, we're up here for the Mavericks Thunder series.
How come you didn't come visit my trailer, son?
Well, I've been pretty busy. Didn't really have a whole lot of time.
Oh, you should have come on by. I still live in the same one where we used to play doctor and stick watermelons up each other's butts.
Man. Y'all did some crazy stuff back then.
He did.
You remember when we stuck a firecracker in that frog's mouth after we buried him up to his neck and sang Dixie to him?
Yeah. Actually, I do remember that.
I thought you remembered it. I knew you'd remember that. We were country!
Yeah, there's a lot of that up here.
Hey, guess what?
What?
I'm dating one of your old loves, boy.
Who's that?
Well, guess who I'm sleeping with? You remember our cousin?
Which one?
Cousin Joe?
Well, that's wrong on several levels.
I don't remember Joe, no.
Well, I ain't sleeping with him. That's gross. I'm sleeping with Cody, his little brother.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, he's all right. He's good. Cody's a good guy and everything, although I did find out he's got horse herpes now.
Oh, God.
I don't know what's going on with that, but what have you been up to, old boy?
Well, nothing, just doing the radio thing.
You still on the radio?
He just
That's
said
what
that.
I said, yeah, the radio thing.
Hey, has Cumulus completed its purchase of Citadel Media?
How would he know that?
That's a couple of months away, I think.
Yeah, a goat bit me.
A goat?
Yeah.
What were you doing around it?
I don't know. Hey, anyway, well, that's great just for having success in that Dallas there. I guess we both found a lot of success. And you're the number one broadcaster down there in the number five media market, and I'm the number one crank producer in the Tri-County area.
Hey, your cousin's done well for himself.
Congratulations.
You still whacking it to the swimsuit issues?
Golly.
Let's not talk about those things.
Yeah, old Elmer Wayne's been a little depressed lately.
Oh, no.
Yeah, oh, a cow's butt worth of back taxes to the government. And I'm about to go back to jail.
For what?
Well, you know, all this law stuff's so technical, I didn't know armed robbery violated my probation.
You should have.
Yeah, and then also my leg fell off.
Oh, no.
Well, I let it get the gangrene. Well, I was tweaking for about 20 days straight there, and some pregnant possum gnawed off half my leg on before I noticed. And the rest of it got sick with the blood poisoning.
Yeah, well, I'm sorry to hear that, Elmer.
Yeah. Well, you know I hate to bug you. You know that, right?
Right.
But I got a question for you. A little favor, perhaps.
Sure, anything for you.
Can you spare a heart valve?
A heart valve?
Yeah, a heart valve. Doc says mine's plumb near wore out, and over the past 20 years of drug use, my heart rate's averaged around 278 beats per minute, and that's while I'm sleeping.
Yeah.
But you got four ventricles. Let me have something. Come on.
I'll tell you what. I can't give you one of mine, but I can get you like a pig valve or something, if that'll work.
Oh, I don't want no pig valve. I done got a whole heart full of them. I need a human one, one that matches. I got to get a close relative that's got a match, and you're the man for me.
Well, yeah. Let me tell you, let me think about that, and I'll get back to you. Is that okay?
You let me have one, or I'll take it by force.
Hey. You're not going to get anywhere acting like that.
Yeah, I lost my temper there. I tell you what, you come on by my trailer a little bit later on, I'll lube up a watermelon for you.
Okay. All right, thanks for calling in. Swear he was your cousin.
No, apparently he's yours, and he lives here in Oklahoma City.
Okay.
Elmer Wayne, everybody's cousin. 848 here on Sports Radio 1310. The ticket looks like some trouble.